Kelly that song?
Yeah.
Well, I thought that was the star of Hawaii.
By low.
Okay, just wanna.
Coach, how about that first day?
You know, Tony, pretty good start. You know, we're gonna go today and then and kind of get their legs under them and get them used to playing football a little bit again. But it was very enthusiastic. The guys, for the most part, were pretty assignment correct. So, you know, I was pleased. I always like the beginning of training camp. It's good to see them all again. There's a good spirit on the football team, and they practice well today.
So it take a few days for you to figure out if they did what they were supposed to do in the offseason?
Well, you know what? I think that we had such a good participation in the offseason program. So I believe I know where they are. And they showed it today. We didn't have a lot of mistakes. They were pretty crisp, you know, and they were concentrating. And I think that we've had a good offseason. So this team, you know, the only guys that couldn't practice are the guys that are on PUP and are not allowed to practice. So I think we're okay that way. I think we're in pretty good shape.
Was that list about it? Does that concern you, or is this just part of the rehab that you were anticipating?
Well, no, it's a little concerning. You know, he had the surgery a long time ago, and by all you know, by the numbers, typically that type of surgery, you know, it should be a little farther along. So it's a little too early to get major concern over it. But no, I'm hopeful he'll be able to come back and practice pretty quick.
When do you go pads?
Tomorrow morning.
Oh, tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
With Hamlin, I mean, that's kind of the thing everybody's waiting to see.
Yeah.
If this guy can hit with the
bit. Yeah.
Will he be in there? Do you hold him out?
No, he's in there. And I think, you know, Claire, by everything the doctors have told me and the medical people, you know, obviously we want to do the correct thing, and I think we have. And now he's just got to go in there and play. And my feeling is he'll be fine. And, you know, I'm sure, I don't know this for a fact, but I'm sure that he has to. He's looking forward to banging around and seeing just how everything goes too.
Like there was a chance Hamden wouldn't be ready. He's
yeah.
here. Where does he figure in, and has he got as good a chance as anyone to be one of your guys?
Well, you know what? I think so, Mike. I think, you know, he was the MVP in Europe. I mean, he can get back and throw the ball and stuff. It's you know, the league's different, but he's going to get every chance to play and see what he can do. David Green, he's competing really with David. You know, and David is going to get a chance too. So that'll be a healthy competition.
Did you have an altered approach at all or a different philosophy heading into this camp? Any changes?
I don't think so, Dave, other than the fact that I think as I've gotten a little bit older, I probably worry about the injury thing in camp a little bit more than I used to. You know, of all the things you worry about, those are things you can't control other than we probably won't bang as much as we have in the past. Now, we'll have some scrimmages, and there'll be some periods where I'll set it up as a game-type scrimmage, but probably not as many as I've had in the past.
Why?
Well, I think now that we're a little bit more experienced in some areas of the football team, I have fewer questions to answer than maybe in the past. You know, we'll save the banging around for the games. That's not to say we won't do it. And you know, as I told the team last night, the offense and defensive line, nothing much changes for them anyway. But it's the tackling of the backs and the receivers, and of course, you don't want to hit the quarterbacks.
Coach, is it unlike other camps because you have so many answers this year, there's not as many questions surrounding this position or that position with this team?
Well, I think we have some things that are a little bit more known. But at the same time, in fairness to the young guys on the football team, you know, you have to create a situation where it's competitive and they have a chance to make the team. And certainly for the depth of your football team, you know, Walter Jones is going to be our starting left tackle. We know that. But for the depth of the football team, you have a lot of questions to answer that way. So the approach in training camp, other than the fact that I won't bank quite as much, will be the same.
Can you take us through some of the injured guys and what their prognosis is? And I can give you the names.
Yeah, please do that.
Skyler Fulton, we'll go in numerical order.
Yeah. We have to wait and see. Skyler Fulton threw the one at me that I'm not sure about.
Okay. Favino?
Okay, Jason. They fall into three categories. There's a group of them that will be ready by the second preseason game. And then there's another group that will be ready, hopefully, by the third preseason game.
Okay.
And then there's a couple of guys like Bulware, who we will really monitor. They're practicing now, but they won't be monitoring. I mean, they won't be practicing all the time. Stevens is the third preseason game. There's a list, and really, Mike, what I'll try and do is look at that list and have a better answer for you. But it's the second preseason. We'll have them. We should have them all back, including Wistrom, everybody, by the fourth preseason game.
Coach, how about for the first practice? The energy here, guys are getting cheered when they come out. I mean, pretty incredible atmosphere for the opening day of training camp.
Well, it's fun. You know, the fans are great, and I suspect, I don't know this, but we might have a few more people here this year because of our season last year, and we like that. You know, coming over, you know, we're going to come over a couple more years, and then, of course, we'll have a new facility built in Renton. So, but I like it over here. I've always said that, and the people are great, and it gives the people in Eastern Washington a little chance to see the football team if they can't get over and see us in person. So, I like it, and they're great.
Yeah. Before
the Super Bowl, you kind of joked about the depression and how long it hung around with you. How long did it take you to get over this, and Matt, how'd you do it?
Well, I've been asked the question about the Super Bowl, and you could probably ask me the question in 5 years, and you still remember those games. I mean, there's just, that's the way it is. I remember game tough losses from 10 years ago, so, and the Super Bowl is the toughest thing. But, you know, it as you get a little bit older and coach as long as I have, then I find myself, I just need a little more time to recharge the batteries, and we've done that. And we looked at the film and had some closure on it as a staff, and I think as an organization, you still think about it, but it's done. But I had a great summer, and I extended for a couple years, and I wouldn't have done that if I didn't have the fire still, and in fairness to the organization. So I'm in a good place myself, competitively as a coach, and we have a good football team, and so I bounced back pretty good on this one, I would think.
Do you believe in jinxes, and you're going to be hearing them talk about the jinx?
Yeah, no, I don't really. No, I don't really believe in that. And I have thought about that and studied that just a little bit. And the teams that really had a tough time after that game were teams, there were football reasons for it. It wasn't jinxy stuff. It was injuries and different, you know, really things that we can all understand. And you guys have followed getting in a long time, you would understand that. It doesn't have to happen. It doesn't have to happen, and we talked about it, but that's all I'm going to say about that to the team. And now we just prepare like we always prepare.
What did you say to them? I said we talked about it.
Well, I made mention of the fact that they're going to hear about it. They're probably going to read about it. They read and listen to everything the players do. And then I explained to them kind of what I said. I said there's no magic to that. There are reasons for it. You know, I've been involved in something like that. We lost the Super Bowl in Green Bay and came back the next year. Had a good season, and were injured anyway, but still had a good season. So there's nothing to say you have to have this record or have to have that record. Just like there's nothing to say, and there's no guarantees you're going to have a good season. You know, you just got to do what you do. You got to keep working. You got to prepare like you prepared. You have to have that good feeling. You have to be unselfish. All the things that help you win. And this team, these group of guys, I think, understand that. When I say there's a good feeling on the team, clearly that helped us last year, and they're just building on it because we have great leadership now.
Mike, what can you honestly expect from Sean? He had extraordinary numbers last year.
Well, I'll tell you what I said in the meeting last night in my State of the Union to the players. I said, everyone in this room must get better. Now, you're talking to and I pointed him out. I said, we have the MVP of football, you know, set for touchdown records or whatever he did. I said, but I don't care. You can get better. Now, it's up to the player to decide how he's going to do that and in what areas. But I expect coaches and players, every single person, to improve and decide how you're going to do that, and we'll continue talking about that all during training camp. And Sean Alexander falls into that category.
Coach, with camp being so short, how do you lay out your expectations? Is it an ongoing thing, or is it more of a...
No, I set our expectations last night. I don't think I have to say it anymore. So, and that was in our meeting.
Mike, where is the couple guys, Peter Warwick, first of all, where is he, and then Kelly Jennings?
Peter got stuck he couldn't get out of Tampa. They had thunderstorm situations across the country, and he just couldn't get out. He was in the air this morning. You know, he'll be here. He should be here right about now.
And what are you thinking on Kelly Jennings?
Well, Kelly, it seems most of the first-round guys have signed, so I think we're probably very close, and for the life of me, I've never understood that deal. You know, how they all of a sudden, everyone's frantic on the Friday before you open training camp, and then bang, 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 everyone signs. You know, why don't they start on Wednesday? You know, but they don't do it that way. I don't know. That's why I don't negotiate contracts anymore.
Mike, you talked about how you feel about hitting, and you're going to cut back a little bit. There seems to have been a general regression, I guess, from that, you know, from 20 years ago or so, where guys really hit and camps were really tough, and so they would be ready and tough for the first game. But maybe as a result, there were more injuries, or guys would be bad.
Well, the number, it starts with the numbers, Mike. You know, you don't have as many players as you used to, and you can't replace injured players like you used to with the salary cap. You know, so that the setup is different. The other thing is, you know, the guys, you know, not that you hit in the off season, but they come in, the players come in much better shape than they used to come in. And you don't use training camps so much to get in shape. You use it just to kind of pause things, make sure you're right, you know, and get going. But you just can't afford to lose anybody. If it's possible, you know, I mean, it happens because of the nature of the sport. But, you know, like what happened in Cleveland, that's a tough deal. You lose your starting center, your number one free agent for the year, bang on the first play of the you know, of training camp. It's discouraging a little bit, and you can't replace that guy really. So I think that's the main thing. But then you still have teams now, and there's more than one way to do something. I admit to that. That believe in, look at this, football's football, and we're going to bang around. And you know, successful teams do that. So it's just another way to, we choose to do it a certain way.
Brock Edwards, when did you get him back?
I don't know. I heard he had the mumps. Mm-hmm. Now, that's the first case of mumps in the United States in the last 32 years. I don't know.
He's more utilized.
I don't know. I'm not getting close to him, I'll tell you that.
Not going to go visit him?
No, but I know our crack medical team is on top of that. Don't worry. I wouldn't do any one-on-one interviews with him if I agreed.
Coach, what's your initial thought on getting Hamlin back on the field, seeing him out there today? How'd that?
I think it's great. I think I said it after our season was over. That will be, to me, one of the great stories if he can come back and play, because it was a serious thing. You all remember what happened, and he was hurt, and a young man, you know, with a bright future. So if he can do this, you know, and we think he can, then I think that's a great thing.
He had Chop back today. Are you confident he's going to be able to hold up?
Well, I hope so, Mike. You know, he's had some problem with injury in his career, but he got his weight way down. You know, which is he's worked very hard. I mean, to put himself in a position to do it, and he's a good football player. I've said that before, but it remains to be seen because he's had a tough time with injury.
When did he get the weight down? After this last season, or was it since minicamp?
You know, I think right away when we started our off-season program, Mike Clark, we gave Chop a target weight, and he's a big man, you know, and so, you know, for the big, big guys, it's not always real easy, but anytime I see a guy who makes the effort, and those guys makes the effort, and really it's working a little bit for him, and he's feeling good about it, that tells me he's trying awful hard, so... you know, I want that to work. You know, it probably has to work for us.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're all hoping.
We're talking 30 pounds or 20 pounds? Or?
I don't think that much. I think he weighed in about 35, you know. And so, you know, the big guys, when he gets hurt and they're not active, mm-hmm. guys in that weight range can go up to 3.5,
mm-hmm.
you know. So, but this is a good way for him, and I think if he can maintain that, that's good.
Anything else? Coach, one for your old pal, Arnie Stapleton. He's doing a feature on Red.